really glad to see somebody, what would you tell him?
I'm also glad to see you.
Now, the two things are quite a bit alike, but not totally alike. You say they're
similar.
They're quite a bit alike, but still they are different. But how different?
Well, I would say they were different, but not very different. Huh? Not very much different.
Did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, to the boy?
Yes, definitely.
Now, if you're introduced to someone, what would you say to him?
Glad to meet you.
And if you're greeting an acquaintance in the morning, what would you say to him?
Well, that might be very but generally, good morning. How are you this morning?
Uh-huh. That would be good morning until when?
Oh, to me it's good morning until noon.
And then you eat what meal?
Well, I eat dinner.
Is this a big meal, or do you have a big meal at night?
No, it's a big meal.
If somebody keeps doing something, and you don't want him to repeat it, you say, now don't do that.
Don't do that anymore.
And if you want someone to come again to your house, what would you tell him?
Want him to come again?
Uh-huh.
Come back soon, or come back anytime you can. Mm-hmm. Always glad to have you.
When did you say on Christmas morning?
When did I say?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Well, when you saw somebody, did you have a greeting then?
Oh, I know what you're getting at. Christmas gift.
And did this mean anything special?
No, that was just to carry over from my father. It was his.
He was from Southern Illinois, wasn't he? Southern Illinois. I suspect he wasn't right at the bottom part. But he's at that part where there was Virginia migration through there. Quite right.
I don't know exactly where Dad was from. I don't know, really, to tell you the truth.
What did you say on New Year's morning?
Happy New Year.
When you, if you went into town and you bought a pair of slacks, say, what would the clerk do to them before you took them out of the store?
Wrap them up.
On the first of the month, you say the bills are
due.
And if you belong to an organization, you have to pay your
dues.
In the 30s, money was...
Sir?
In the 30s, money was...
Money was scarce.
If you price two items, the same, let's say you price the same item, and in one store it's $10 and the other it's $11, you say, we'll buy it here because over there it's
$1 higher.
Well, that means it costs
more.
What do you call it when a child puts his head down and kicks his heels and flops over on his back?
Rolls over.
Yeah, hope he does it in a game. He's out on the lawn doing this.
Does what now?
Puts his head down, leans over.
Oh, turns his somersault. Uh-huh.
If you saw a boy jump in a pond and go like this and come out the other side, how would you say he got across?
He swam across.
And if he went like this, what would you say he done?
Right.
If he was underwater for half an hour, you'd say probably he
drowned.
What would you say a baby does before it walks?
Crawls.
If you saw a boy in a tree, how would you say he got up there?
Climbed.